In this week's Environmental Almanac, in honor of the upcoming Insect Fear Film Festival, Rob Cantor brings in some guests to talk about bugs on TV.
Saturday on the U of I campus, the Entomology Graduate Student Association will host the 30th annual Insect Fear Film Festival. Since this year's festival calls attention to the way entomologists suffer at the hands of television screenwriters, I thought it might be interesting to hear what organizers had to say about the way entomologists are portrayed in a couple of popular current shows. Andrea Walker took a swing at the long-running crime drama, Bones.
Oh, Bones, we do love that you featured Dr. Jack Hodgins, a handsome man with a personality, as an entomologist. What a contrast to the nerdy, antisocial entomologist living in a museum basement in Silence of the Lambs. But sometimes your entomological errors are atrocious. Exhibit A, The Twist in the Plot, which aired just a few weeks ago. In this episode, the crew investigates a burial site containing two corpses, one of which is covered in beetles. It's hard to say for sure which of these beetles are CGI and which of them are real, but one thing is certain, they're from the ground beetle family. Why does Dr. Jack Hodgins identify them as rove beetles? Ground beetles and rove beetles look nothing alike to us entomologists. This guy is supposed to have three PhDs. You'd think he would know the difference.
Michelle Duenas weighed in on the Big Bang Theory.
TV Land has finally decided the life of a scientist can be exciting and zany enough for a network sitcom. Hooray! While the physicists on the show have far more free time than most working scientists, many of us have embraced it. One entomologist has even named an orchid bee, Euglossa bazinga, in honor of Dr. Sheldon Cooper's catchphrase. Really, though, the episode called The Jiminy Conjecture makes us wonder. That's the one where Sheldon and Howard fight over whether the cricket found in Sheldon's apartment is a snowy tree cricket or a field cricket. And how do they settle the question? By consulting one Professor Crawley, played by the continuously furious comedian Lewis Black. In true Black fashion, Crawley is irritable and enraged, here because his research program on dung beetles has just been slashed, and he's being forced to move in with his daughter. Near the end of the scene in which Sheldon and Howard meet him, Dr. Crawley shows them a creature that he has supposedly discovered called Crawley's Dung Beetle. But really, it's just a Madagascar hissing cockroach squirming on its back in a plastic cage. If Dr. Crawley can't tell the difference between a cockroach and a beetle, maybe there's a good reason his program is being cut.
Of course, the mother of all campy portrayals of entomologists on TV is an episode of The X-Files that aired in 1996, one that will be screened at this year's festival. It's War of the Coprophages, featuring a character called Bambi Barenbaum, inspired by U of I Department of Entomology Chair May Barenbaum. As an added bonus, X-Files creator Chris Carter will be the special guest at the Insect Fear Film Festival, which will take place on Saturday in Folinger Auditorium on the U of I campus. Admission is free and doors open at 6 p.m. Further details are available through the Department of Entomology website.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you could read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as communication coordinator.